Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. This is 97.1 FM Talk. Great to have you with us. Our number, if you want to join us, is 888-520-9710.
Good morning.
Morning.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Better than a little bikini-clad girl in New York. Have you heard this gem of a story that's
actually,
in
I did
the news?
A little bit of it. Yeah. I didn't see a picture of this girl, though.
Okay, well, I have a picture of her. And I feel sorry for her, because I don't know. She's a sweet girl, and that she was trying to get this job. And what she's calling her dream job, like, ever since she was a little girl, her dream job has been to work at a place where she can work in a bikini and serve beer and food to men. Dream job. That's what she said. I just love the idea. This is a quote.
I'm going to put her on my cabinet in 2012.
I just love the idea of working in a bikini. It was my dream job. And she's, of course, talking about the job she tried to get at New York City's Times Square. It's a place called Hawaiian Tropic Zone. And she went there.
Hey, I think they have one of those in Vegas, Planet Hollywood.
Do they?
Yeah,
I've never been to one. Is it like a kind of like a Hooters? Or?
I don't know. I haven't gone in it, but I was walking by. It's like a Hawaiian Tropic Zone. I think, yeah, just a bunch of bikini-clad barmaids.
Okay, so all in bikinis, and they just serve you drinks, and they also serve food there, which I'll tell you what they do serve there later, which is interesting. But
yes, it's crabs.
She's saying
tacos.
She was not hired at Hawaiian
tacos.
at Hawaiian Tropic Zone because she was, quote, too ghetto. She's a Latina, and her mom is...
Didn't she apply like 15 times?
It was her dream job, Frank. This is
and what, they said no every time. Or she would go to the managers, and the managers would say, sorry, we don't have any positions right now. But then people who work there were saying they're looking for girls.
Right, like she would go, well, I just was there, and they said that they didn't have any openings.
She was not meant to be in a bikini.
Well,
that's
you're
what
wrong.
I'm guessing.
You're wrong there.
Because I never saw the picture. You said you have a picture
I
of
do
her?
Have a picture.
I was dressing great week for you.
If they're saying to
I
her,
do have a picture.
Does she look ghetto? Because I haven't seen it. If she has the wrong look, she can change her look. If it's a dream job, why wouldn't she change the look?
That's not
what's
bad in a bikini.
She She's looks fine.
She's got
wrong
a great
that?
Body.
With her... Puerto Rican bikini on.
What's wrong with it? She looks great.
Well, I guess there's nothing wrong with her physical appearance other than maybe the lined lips, which are kind of sometimes stereotypical Latina, where they do the dark liner and then the light in the middle, and it's...
I like that.
They say... I know you do. They said it's a little too ghetto. She said...
I like ghetto.
The Hawaiian Tropic Zone manager, we will not hire you because you have a speech problem. I guess she must talk like this a little bit, like Rosie Perez, you know? But isn't
but
that
I would hire
cute,
Rosie Perez.
Right? Isn't that kind of cute and charming? Right? I don't know.
Does she speak English?
She does speak English. She grew up in New York. She grew up on the Upper West Side, I guess. She grew up here. But she has that, like, her dad is Puerto Rican and her mother is Dominican. So
ooh,
she just has that,
what
like,
a mess.
That little, you know, probably that little, like a little Latino ghetto girl. But
okay.
Is that,
if I pull
I
up to
know.
The drive-thru.
It's horrible.
There's no drive-thru at this place.
I know.
I'm just
saying, as an analogy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. When I pull up to the drive-thru speaker, and if I cannot understand what the person is saying to me because there's...
You know what you want still. Does it matter?
Number two. I said number two. Dos.
Gotcha.
But their job is to sell me the product. And if I can't, if we can't communicate with each other because someone has an accent or I can't understand them or vice versa, then the sale won't be made.
Yeah.
If that's the case here where her accent is so thick, she's going to be bad for business, then the guy would have a legitimate reason going, you know what, people are not going to be able to understand what you're
saying. Yeah, this is the other quote from the managers. There are two managers named Rick and Frank. And she was told, quote, you have a Latin accent. You don't speak white. Well, she lost her.
You can't say that.
She lost her S and is suing.
Well, they worded that terribly wrong, and they probably should be sued for that. You can't discriminate because someone doesn't speak white. If they would have said, no one can understand what you're saying, therefore you won't make any sales for us, that would be a legitimate reason.
Yeah.
They just didn't say it right.
Her name is Melody Morales. She's a very pretty girl.
Really?
I think she's really cute. I think she's got more makeup on than she needs to. I think she's a cute... She's got one of those...
She could
she's
afford
21
to drop
years old.
A couple LBs.
I don't think so. No, not when you're...
to be a Hawaiian tropic bikini girl, you have to look good.
Super
I mean,
slender.
They have, yeah, they have a certain reputation to uphold.
Yeah,
you can't
I
can't be... She's never going to be in a calendar.
That's a dream job, Frank.
Dream job.
Dream job.
Well, she could probably work at a bikini... Like a bikini dance bar.
Right. She says...
Or you don't take your top. It's strip club just for the bikinis.
Right.
if something's your dream job,
bubble.
I'm going to be a dentist.
You know, Diet Mountain Dew has added more fizz or something. It's more carbonated,
yeah.
And sometimes bubbles form in your throat. I just took a swig of Mountain Dew, and it's like Drano down there gurgling away, cleaning out the plaque. Anyway,
it's green like Flynn. That's when we get the color.
If it's her dream job.
Yeah.
It really, really is. Why wouldn't she lose the weight then? I mean, it's not just something she wants to do.
Look
she's
at her body.
She's fine.
Her weight was not a problem.
Yeah, she's fine. Frank, you're insane.
I'm saying if she really wants to get higher there,
I know,
maybe
that,
a couple pounds.
That wasn't their issue. Their issue is not with her look, supposedly. She says, I'm 5'6", I'm slim, I'm slender, and I got boobs, okay? I'm perfect for the job. Discrimination was the sole reason she didn't get a job, says Morales, a 21-year-old Upper West Sider whose father, again, is Puerto Rican and mother Dominican. Managers,
well, see, that's the reason.
What?
If you have a Puerto Rican and a Dominican together,
yeah.
If you work at a restaurant, it goes automatically from an A to a C.
managers Rick and Frank spilled the truth. The truth is coming out, and I guess in the lawsuit. Frank allegedly told her, "You are ghetto." Morales concedes she has a Latin accent, but is a U.S. citizen. New York born and raised. She said, "My English is fine."
So this is New York City. So she lives in New York City?
Yeah, Upper West Side.
You have her name? Let's see if Krista can call her, and then we'll see how thick her accent actually is.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Melody Morales.
New York City is a city full of accents. It's not that unusual to have someone who has an accent.
That's what I was thinking when I read the story. I'm like, okay, if this is in the Midwest and they're opening a brand new Hawaiian Tropic in, you know, a mall in Indianapolis, even though it's not right there either, that makes a little more sense to me where, you know, you want the blonde, the you know, all-American, whatever that is to you. Even though that's still wrong, but New York City and Times Square, don't you want a melting pot of girls? You
no.
want the black girl and the Latina. So you come
but
in.
You want the black girl next door. You want the Latin girl next door.
Right.
You want the white girl next door. She's not next door. She's where you drive to hide in an alley somewhere for a big job. You know what I'm saying? You don't get seen with her.
Yeah.
That's what I think. If you're a company as large as Hawaiian Tropic, you want to have that image wherever you go. So you don't want to have just because you wouldn't put it Hawaiian Tropic restaurant in the ghetto.
Right.
Knowing that basically the girls that are going to apply, you put it at Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick and choose because there's so many people in New York. We don't have to have you.
Do you think she also, in addition to having an accent, has a demeanor and a body, a way of standing?
A smell?
Well, you know. Maybe she just comes off as...
I think about that Puerto Rican-Dominican mix. Can you imagine?
She may come off as rough or threatening
right.
or slutty or some other thing just with her body language or posture, the way she holds herself. It may be in addition to a thick accent.
Yeah,
it may be more than just the sound of her voice.
It might be a little of a, let me tell you something.
And she's always
okay,
rude.
Tell,
yeah,
yeah.
Customers, haters. Like, you're fat anyway.
Right.
You shouldn't be here, fatty.
I think she has a great body, but it might be the ghetto accent, the Puerto Rican-Dominican attitude. It's like...
And that picture's not really that clear. Maybe she's got stretch marks, got three kids at home.
I think we're going to put it on Newton's Cradle. Should be up there. I gave the picture to Eric and said that when I talk about it,
it's even though you're talking about it,
put it up. Who knows?
I still think she's pretty hot though, Frank.
She is pretty hot. She says, quote, "I just love the idea of working in a bikini. It's my dream job." It was her dream job, she said, to carry plates of the restaurant's signature crispy chicken lollipops and hung beef while wearing a bikini.
Hung beef.
That's what they serve there. Where the hell
plates.
That is.
Okay, the picture is up. If you go to FrossyHeidiandFrank.com on the Newton's Cradle, that's in the lower right hand corner. Click on it and you'll see the picture of Melody, but
I guarantee she walks in at one of our events and heads turn at this girl. I mean, she's a pretty girl.
Yeah, so maybe in clothes. Yeah, she might be, but you have no idea. Like I said, it could be covered in stretch marks. She might have a bad case of acne.
Oh, yeah. Although that didn't get mentioned. But
she's facing the camera. She
right.
might have dimples and acne all over her butt cheeks.
Right. And they just go,
true.
It's easier to say you're too ghetto than you have acne.
Yeah.
Why don't they just say we don't like the way you carry the plates? I mean, if her dream job... Look, I have no right to criticize anyone because I'm aimed low and I'm yet to achieve anything.
Right.
But if that is, in fact, her life's dream, she dreams of wearing a bikini and carrying plates.
Yep, that's what she
said. And she can't even handle that. Maybe she has some serious issues or something. I mean, if you can't hire her to carry plates for you, there's something wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, attitude-wise, personality... In addition to maybe the street thing, I think they're probably smart to pass her by.
Well, this gets better.
But she's suing.
This gets better, and that's where it gets juicy, and you're going to go, hey, huh, what?
I doubt if I'll do that.
I think you will. Check this out. Or maybe you won't. But I did. When I read it, I was like, you know what? She is suing, and she's seeking $500 a day or $130,000 a year for every year she could have reasonably been expected to have worked there. So she's 21. So she's saying, if I held my stuff together and I'm still working for Hawaiian Tropic Zone and, you know, for 10 years, then add $130,000 a year up times 10.
Oh, come on.
Figure it like that.
That's what she's doing, and that's what her attorney's doing. It's like, if I could get hired.
What?
See what I'm saying?
Nobody gets a job for life. You don't know what happens a year or 2 years from now. What if the company has to lay people off and downsize or, you know, wants
to
make
money?
The only way you pay like that is if you have long-term disability and you can't perform your job anymore, but you already had the job. And that's an insurance that you have to buy voluntarily. You can't just assume that you never had this job, but if you did one day, you would have worked it your entire life and retired with this much money, so that's how much I should get. No, you didn't do a damn thing. You were never even hired.
Right.
Exactly. She didn't even work
but
there
she's
if she
saying,
wants it.
I'm not hired because you can't discriminate. You can't hire somebody based on their ethnicity.
But I'm not going to pay you as if you were here for 10 years.
Right, that's what she's seeking.
And all these people who've had layoff notices handed to them this year and the last few months of last year, all those people were probably, or most of them, doing a good job. She's claiming, what'd you say, as long as I keep my crap together, I'll have a job for life. No, you won't. There's no guarantee of that.
Seeking $500 a day or $130,000 a year for every year she could have reasonably been expected to have worked there. Plus, that's not it, plus punitive damages that could total more than $1 million.
Oh, this...
From her being told she was still ghetto.
Oh, this is crooked now. She could have set them up for this, even. Think about that. This is a setup. Do those people make 130 grand a year, by the way? If you carry plates for a restaurant?
No, she's not making $500 a day, I guarantee
you. There's no way. I mean,
I was in food service, and I wore a bikini, and I didn't make that much.
Maybe it's because you wore a bikini.
So that's crazy.
Bitch.
Well, back in the day, you were probably cute in a bikini.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's like, ooh, kind of hairy.
When I started getting hair on my chest, they fired me. I should have sued them for... I would have worked... I'd still be working there today. Think how much money I would have had.
As long as you kept your crap together, Frank, you could still be there. How is this woman ever going to find a job after this, assuming she loses
this
frivolous lawsuit?
She's hoping she doesn't have to, I guess.
Well, assuming she loses this frivolous lawsuit, right. Who the hell's going to let her in for a job interview? I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not going to interview you.
Another case of telling a woman to just shut the F up.
Right, yeah.
And this goes along with this story. Flight attendants for Spirit Airlines, they're unhappy with a new uniform design that includes aprons that display the logos for alcoholic beverages.
What's wrong with that?
There you go.
So you know what's wrong with that? What are they serving?
Like, yeah, I mean, they're serving Sky Vodka.
Right.
You know what kind of vodka they have, and it's like, oh, I'll take a Bloody Mary and give me the Sky Vodka.
Right.
On the little apron, they're pushing the cart around.
That makes it easier.
No big deal, right? Well, no. The Association of Flight Attendants said that the uniforms send the wrong message to passengers and make it harder to enforce safety regulations.
How? How do they make that
look? Well, I guess it's encouraging buying booze. That's why we're doing the ad on the apron. If they buy booze, then it's harder to control them. Well, if that's the case, just don't allow drinking on planes.
Right.
If you're having that much of a problem, Spirit Airlines.
That's not going to go over well.
Exactly. Now, the president of Spirit's Flight Attendants Union, she accused the airline of trying to turn her and her colleagues into walking billboards. She also took issue with what she called innuendo-filled, degrading, and demeaning advertisements. If I was the Spirit president, I would say, listen, sister, economy's in the tank, airlines are getting crushed, I will sell ads on anything I want, so get your Miller Lite panties out of a bunch.
Absolutely. Yes.
What are the innuendos being implied by a logo for booze?
I guess it's the advertising that's associated with that booze. Say it's, you know...
I'm just trying to think of what's something that is so offensive. There's really nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know, like Beck's beer commercials where you see them all at the club and it's, you know, filled with sex and then innuendo, and now she's got to wear Beck's on her apron. It's like, well, that commercial is so sexual, and I'm like, you know what? 68,000 people got fired on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we can find a couple people who wouldn't give a damn about wearing a Sky Vodka apron.
Right. They probably wear the whole, like, mascot. They become a bottle mascot.
No, they look like NASCARs.
Right. Exactly. You got a job, you know?
And if I was Spirit Airlines, I'd make them all dress like NASCARs. I'd do a little hand-to-hand with NASCAR.
Why not?
They'd dress like a different driver.
You know when they...
Dick Trickle, can I get
really,
another ginger ale?
A flight attendant, you have a union? If you all went on strike, we couldn't find people to serve drinks on a plane?
Scab.
Really, what do? You teach us how to work a belt buckle, and you point to the door that already says exit on it? and then you bring us nuts and drinks.
Yeah.
And you have a union? You actually think you have some power? Shut up. You work 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. It's a cush job. Shut up. Wear the goddamn apron, stupid. And lose some freaking weight. You guys used to be thin. But your union let it all get out of control. Now you're a bunch of fat bitches that hit my elbow every time you come down. So shut up. You can all quit tomorrow. We'll find more. We got a Puerto Rican Dominican girl who wants to wear a bikini in the aisle. She'll serve drinks. That's her dream.
Oh, gosh. She'll do it in a bikini.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
So, Mr. Anti-Union.
Flight attendant union.
That is
no,
a
I'm
lot.
Just saying, there's unions who have clout, but you don't.
Mm.
I think they deserve a union because if they didn't have a union...
It's unskilled labor.
It's a job that is essential. There's a safety issue involved. It probably has long hours. It would be longer hours for lower pay. And I'm for people having safety rules and job security and high pay whenever possible.
Oh,
I'm
shut up.
With
you
the flight attendants and the pilots and the mechanics. Yes, I'm
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, the pilots, yeah.
That's a skilled
job. We need
job.
You. Skilled
can't.
Job. Mechanic, that's a skilled job. You serve nuts and drinks. Shut up.
Don't you think that plane went down the Hudson, those highly trained flight attendants sprung into action and saved lives?
No.
When you need them, they're essential. When you need a drink, they're essential.
Do I need the flight attendant to run down the aisle and tell me to open up the exit door when we're floating? I know we've crash-landed, the plane's still together, we're all still alive, I'm sitting in the exit row, here we go! I'm tossing it out, and we're out. I need her to come down and tell me it's time to get out of my seat.
I can't imagine flying from here to the East Coast with no flight attendant. Now I'm in walking down the aisle, I can flag down to get a drink or something to eat or a pillow. They're essential.
I'm not saying...
They're essential, for sure.
Don't have them.
Yeah.
But there's people waiting in line behind you looking for a job, and especially, like I said, 68,000 people got fired on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment's going through the roof. To have a cush job like flight attendant...
2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, that's their deal? That's
yeah.
a good union. My God,
I mean,
that'd
yeah,
be
they,
fantastic.
They fly their asses off for 2 weeks, and they get 2 weeks at home.
Oh.
I think they work a lot more than you do, because when I fly first class, they're up there doing something
imagine
nonstop.
Imagine how hard they
oh
got
in the galley the whole time working. They're not sitting on their ass reading a magazine. No, I mean, they're actually moving and doing stuff
oh
the
my
entire
God, they have
flight.
To do heat up pre-cooked
yeah,
food.
They
oh, my God.
Yeah, they take stuff out of the oven and stack
make coffee.
They're working. Anyway, Frank,
ooh.
I agree they should wear the damn booze apron. I don't see that issue. Because you know what? They get on the horn as soon as you take off, and they tell you they're going to be serving drinks later. You have to pay for them now, I noticed in coach. And then they push the cart down the aisle, which has the beers right there. So if you're offended by the Beck's commercial, there's the Beck's beer can right,
you're
right there.
It. You're
so who cares
it.
If there's a logo on your apron? There's the can of beer.
Enough with the frivolous lawsuits,
yeah, the
people.
Boosting is
there
silly.
Are people who actually have legitimate cases. So stop tying attorneys and courts up. It's dumb, you dodo.
However... Oh, okay.
There's more.
We'll be back with your calls, 888-520-9710. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
You get her on the cold and gray Chicago morning. Another little baby child is born. And you get her, and you get her, and you get her on the cold and gray Chicago morning. Another little baby child is born. And you get her, and you get her.
Oh, my God. That's one of my all-time favorite South Park.
And then Mama cries. Cause it's wondering if she don't need just another bit of hunger. My two feet in the ghetto. In the ghetto.
Shh, Carmen. What? Oh, God.
This story's from the ghetto.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Our number is 888-520-9710. Flight attendants, ghetto, bikini-clad, plate-twirling
We've
chicks.
Got it
we
all.
Got it all today. Let's go down the line here. Dan, hello.
Hey, the reason they're taking offense is because they want him to sell Bush beer.
Duh.
You know?
And the gay flight attendants just have a major problem with that. Ew.
Yeah, what's up with that? I mean, it's cool.
So the apron that the flight attendants wear just have the logos of the beers, and they have a problem with that.
Yeah, well, you know, they have also the other logo, liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
Yeah. Right. I'm picturing the logo in the bottom corner of an apron somewhere, but
right.
maybe it's like right in the middle, and it is Bush.
Yeah.
And then they got slits on the back right in the middle. It's
yeah.
a Bush and the slits.
Maybe.
You think Pabst smear would be in the front? Pabst smear.
It's right underneath. You just can't even see it.
You can only see it if she drops something and has to bend over to
yeah.
pick it up. You go, maybe I will have a
Pabst.
Tony, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up, Tony?
Hey, you know what? I was coming back from the East Coast on a plane. I want to say which one, but the flight attendant kept getting tired of bringing his beers. He just let me go in the back and reach them all up from the icebox. Literally. I got off at LAX.
It must have been Southwest.
They don't give a damn.
Well, I abused an overseas flight myself.
Then they let him fly the plane.
Why not?
I ticked off a flight attendant once because I drank all the brand of the beer they had. Me, myself, I did.
Yeah.
I think it's Budweiser.
How many can they have?
Apparently, they didn't have enough.
Well, you got to have at
how
least.
How many did you drink?
You need at least what? How many people are on the flight? You need at least 200.
No, you don't.
Why would
everyone's going to drink a beer?
Well, you got. If I'm having a party and I know how many people I'm having, I'm going. Well,
this
let's
is a
see.
Flight. This is not a party.
And they only have so many of each
you
brand.
You've never flown with me.
They've got. They may have 100 beers on the plane, but they may have 10 Budweisers and you know 10 Becks and 10 Coors. So once you've drank all the Budweisers, no one else in the plane gets a Budweiser. She cut me off. She says, "You know what? You drank all of our Budweisers." And she got kind of snippy. I thought,
yeah, and bitch,
God.
I just paid $3,000 for a ticket, too. So give me, find me another one.
Yeah, I drank a restaurant out of beer once.
You did?
Yeah, I went in there and I was, you know, they got the beers displayed of what they have, the domestics and the bottles and the foreigns. And they had Miller Chill.
Mm.
And I said, well, I'll have one of those Miller Chills. They went, really? And they grabbed it out of the and blew the dust off of it. And they gave it to me. And I drank it. Said, I'll take another one of those. That's all we had.
That was our display model.
Yeah. You drank the floor
they
model.
They gave us that as a sample when they came in a long time ago, and we just always had it.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And someone finally drank it.
Well, it is good.
Mm-hmm. It is good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Only people
more people need to try it.
Seriously, try
they're
it.
They're afraid. They're afraid of it.
Try it. You'll like it. Trust us.
A little lime, a little salt. My God, it's delicious.
Dan in Fontana, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Frank, check this out. I do a design at equipmentnow.com, and that picture of the ghetto girl, you can tell that they photoshopped her hips out. You know she's got turkey torso.
I did see that. If you look at frostdaddyandfrank.com on the Newton's Cradle, we have a picture of the Puerto Rican slash Dominican girl who wants to be a waitress at Hawaiian Tropic restaurant.
Right.
And they wear bikinis, so it's Hawaiian Tropic. You're all familiar. And they said it was because she has a Latin accent. But I said it's because she needs to lose some LBs. And in the picture that we have of her, you see the pixelation down her sides.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Which her waist.
Which removes her love handles with the Photoshop surgery.
Muy gorda.
I'm way gorda.
Wow, it's not even a good job of removing
it's not
it.
A good
now
job.
If you look for it, you can see it. So she doesn't have a waist at all, essentially. She's
she
probably
was told
like
she
me.
Was too ghetto and spoke didn't speak white.
And I also heard she has a tattoo of the Last Supper all the way across her back.
Very big in certain communities. Don't forget Guadalupe, Guadalupe.
Jay, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, guys, love the show.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, I just want to say I totally agree with the flight attendants because heavy drinkers like me would just be staring at their crotches, licking my lips.
I wouldn't even
put the logos on her apron.
Right. I don't know. I wouldn't
this seems like of all the flight attendant things they could bitch about, this is really, you're making us walking billboards. Well, yes, in this time, if the airline can make any money to stay alive and you still have a job, put on the Budweiser apron.
Right.
You know, help us out.
Help the
if
company.
You're not going to help us out, then let's just get rid of you. Like
right.
I said, who are you to bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Right
mm-hmm.
now, you're lucky to have a job. You know, you buy a plane ticket now anywhere. It's super duper cheap.
Yeah, when I flew mine.
You want to travel, do it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they can't be, you know, if we got Budweiser willing to pay for aprons, then that's going to keep us afloat.
Mm-hmm.
Wear the goddamn apron and shut up, fatty.
Well, they're not necessarily all fat, Frank. That's being crude. But I agree the apron thing is a silly fight to fight. It's a stupid.
How about fight for bigger bathrooms and airplanes? How about that fight?
Good luck. If you have no problem serving the beer, I mean, it's not like they can claim a big moral high horse or opposed to alcoholic beverages. No, you're pushing the cart down the aisle. You're giving people booze, so you can't claim booze is a bad thing to have on your clothes. They're going to hand you one if you ask for it.
What's wrong with being a walking billboard? You're there to sell drinks.
Right.
I mean, that's the only way you make money on the drinks because all the other drinks are free.
Mm-hmm. All the sodas and stuff are free.
The sodas, the juices, the waters, that's all free. The coffee's free. The only way you make money is selling drinks. So they want you to start pushing drinks. They just don't want to be barmaids.
Is it because they, I'm just trying to think in their head now, they, the flight attendants selling you the drink, though they're advertising specific brand names, Miller's here, Bud's there, blah, blah, they're not getting any money from that.
Well, that might be what it is. It's like if they wanted us to all of a sudden, you know, the company's making an S-load of money here for a certain product, and they're like, hey, we're webcasting, we all want you to wear shirts that say this. We're like, well,
I'd wear it.
Right, I probably would too. And then you just go, but then the other mentality Frosty's saying is, well, you guys are making a ton of money from that. And we're not. What are we getting?
And in this
from
case,
that?
If Frosty did that, they'd probably fire him. Mm. You know, we'll get somebody else who will sit in your chair and wear that shirt and do a little hee haws.
Because I'm not union.
Well, I'm just saying, at this point right. in this economy,
wear the shirt.
You really have the balls to stand up in a job like that and say we're not going to take it?
I agree.
Then
it's a
get
bad
the
time.
Hell out.
It's a bad time to get on a high horse about that. It really is.
High horse.
However, depending on what the product is. I mean, some of you, again, I don't see how they can have a moral dilemma with booze because they're willing to give you the booze and sell it to you. But let's say the station here sold advertising to abortions.com.
I'd wear the shirt.
Well, maybe I'm really morally opposed to abortions or something and I have a problem with people. Because if me wearing it implies that I'm pro-abortion or something.
Right.
Maybe it's something I didn't agree with on a personal basis.
Sponsored by
how could you go into radio not before abortions?
Okay, forget abortions. You're right.
Show abortions.
Maybe it was like satanisking.com or something. Well, I don't want to walk around with Satan on my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, I'm going to draw the line and go, no, you know, I'm not going to advertise Satan. And I wouldn't wear the shirt.
But Satan pays cash.
Nah,
it was actually Santa, but the promotions department effed up.
Yeah, they spelled it wrong.
At some point, you may have a moral dilemma. But the booze thing, I don't see how they can claim that's immoral or whatever. Because
yeah, they're serving.
They're saying it's, well, the advertising, and they think they're a class above the Hawaiian Tropic barmaid.
Mm-hmm. I'm a flight attendant.
Or the
attendant.
Hooters barmaid. Yeah, I'm a flight attendant. I have respect.
I'm part of a flight crew.
The entire career is laced with sexual innuendo. I mean, the flight attendant has always been the chick you thought about banging, and she was hot at all
right.
back in the you
right.
know, they're all in the Mile High Club. They got a guy in every port. They're
mm-hmm.
supposed to be slutty, right? I mean, the stereotype
find.
Is mm-hmm. slutty flight attendant.
Yeah, when you used to be able to call them waitresses, they were hotter, I think.
But when you start letting old hags in, when you didn't retire them early and keep hiring young hotties,
mm-hmm.
that's when all the complaining starts. You get the old hag in there, the graying. She's trying to color her hair, but it's like gray and brown. And she's got big mothering hips. And she's serving drinks, and she's wanting to stand up because she's president of the flight attendants union for Spirit Airlines. Shut up, Cheryl. You shouldn't even be here.
Frank, Cheryl has probably been there for 35 years.
And we should have fired her a long time ago.
That's age discrimination now.
Yes.
Damn it,
and because Cheryl spoke up before, because this is the only thing she can do, is walk down a straight line and serve nuts.
Well, don't you think she does it better than anyone else? She's been doing it for 35 years.
I guarantee I can do
it.
I'd
rather have chimps.
She can do it with her
that
eyes closed.
That would be
entertaining. Cheryl. Yeah, if we had monkeys serving nuts, who wouldn't fly that airline?
I want skilled stewardesses, Frank. I want stewardesses who know what they're doing.
It's unskilled.
Try serving drinks on a bouncy, turbulence-filled plane.
Well, they don't do it during that time.
Try sorting everything on the tray just so and stacking them later without messing things up.
I've had to do that. I was in food service. Yeah. I carried large trays of burritos.
Not on a plane, bouncing around.
Muffy arms. But yeah, you try walking through the back area of a kitchen when everyone's trying to get their
food
out.
Excuse me, coming through.
You're going up and down. It's like air traffic control. You've got trays going up and down. Elevators, I'm coming under.
I so disagree with you
That's
on this.
That's my point. Cancun.
Oh, God. Air Chimps, the movie.
We're out of whipped cream. And fried ice cream. Where are the cherries?
Hello, Adam.
Hey, you guys, they should have more fatties on the planes, because then they could have bigger billboards on their shirts.
Oh, more advertising.
More advertising, more revenue.
More advertising.
If they're willing to wear the advertising, then I say, yeah, fat girls, bigger billboard.
Then we could even throw a Chico's Bail Bonds on there, too.
How come we haven't seen this, the plane being sold? Where it's like, you're flying the Toys R Us jumbo jet.
Oh, that's probably coming soon.
Right, like,
why not?
Because
if you're looking to make money,
stadium.
Instead of going bankrupt, sell. Like, make it look like a NASCAR.
Be a whore.
Plane.
Maybe they're afraid it'll crash and they don't want to be in the evening news with the fins sticking up out of the rubble.
Think of the coverage
thing.
You'll get.
Well, bad coverage.
No, no.
It's a weeping, steaming rubble hole in a field, but
if the Toys R Us plane is out there floating in the Hudson, that's how much free advertising do you get? Free
right.
coverage.
But it's terrible coverage. It's a crashed
How's
plane.
How's that terrible coverage? It's a toy company. I'm not a plane company.
Did you know, there used to be a rule years ago, sometimes, they don't do this anymore, but in the event of a plane crash, a pilot told me this one time, or someone who worked in the airline, said they're supposed to go out there and find a way to cover up the logo. So that when the news helicopters come flying in, you don't see it say, United Airlines in a steaming broken pile of... They don't want people
That's
to associate that with plane crashes.
Mm-hmm. We'll know what plane took off and what plane crashed, and it'll make the news. I don't care if you throw a tarp over the logo.
Yeah, but you don't want the logo.
Especially when all the planes are painted differently.
Right.
Well, it's a big brown-orange plane, but they threw a tarp over that. The name of it, what is it? It's got a blue belly and an orange back.
Well, if it crashes, there's probably not much identifiable, and if the logo survives, they want you to turn it upside
it's
down.
It's gray and blue.
That makes sense.
This is why no one ever listens to your ideas.
It's a brilliant... I would have that memo myself.
That's what I'm saying. And this is why no one ever listens, and you wonder why. You have no respect. Everything goes right to the shredder. Our brain shredders when you talk.
I know. I know this, and so do the consultants.
We've even got the big slot for the really dumb ideas.
Hello, Marla.
Hi, triplets.
What's up?
Well, I was wondering what you three would do if you lost your job, and I was sitting here thinking...
Flight attendant.
Yeah, right.
I would be a monkey, Anna. I would be a monkey.
No, I've got a job for Frosty, though.
What?
I was sitting here thinking, he can go to arrow swinging school, and he can stand on the corner and swing those arrows, like... For Pizza Hut or something?
Don't get me started on the arrow guys, because you know what? I almost wanted to stop. The other day, I almost wanted to get out of my car and tell the guy he was screwing it up. He was standing in the corner of him. He was swinging that arrow around in such a way that I couldn't tell which direction it was supposed to point.
But he got your attention.
Yeah, but if I wanted to check out that apartment complex, I wouldn't know where the hell it is. He was spinning around in a circle. It was going up, down, sideways, right, left, north, south, east, west. So if I really wanted to read it, I couldn't because it's spinning too fast. If I wanted to follow the arrow to the apartment complex, I couldn't tell where the hell it was.
You know, it was an apartment complex.
I could tell out rent, blah, blah, blah. Those arrow guys need some discipline. They need an arrow swinging manager to show them how to do it properly.
Oh, you're
so
micromanaging.
At the end of your swing, it points to the complex.
Those are some talented guys, though. Have you ever tried to do that with one of the signs?
No.
We probably
you have a large
maybe.
Arrow in your garage?
No, I stopped a guy one day. Yeah, I was walking. I was running, actually, and I stopped on the corner, and he was there. Yeah, I was like, that is so, because it looks so easy. Like, he's spinning it, flipping it, and, you know, and all that. Can I try it? No, it's a total cluster.
You said, can I spin your arrow?
I did.
And he gave you his arrow?
I did.
Is there a knob on the back or something?
Yeah, there are two handles on the back. And I was like, falls down. I go, all right, have a good one. And the light changed, and I took off running. Because I was so curious about it.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that guy that's out there doing something.
He's got listening to music.
As opposed to the guy with the scraggly beard smoking a cigarette sitting on the curb with the arrows pointing directly to the place. Like, well, okay, they hired you. I don't want to live there.
Right, I want fun and that hip happening.
I want to live where the super-duper dancey guy, they hired him.
You know, I'm not sure I'd want to live in the apartment complex that's willing to hire illegal aliens out in the hot sun for $10 all day to swing an arrow around. That seems degrading to me. I'll go somewhere else.
He's having fun.
Well, yeah, but...
He's having more fun than you are.
You know how stupid he looks?
I wonder how many people see the arrow guy. I'm like, okay, there's a place down here. Let's go check it out. They're out looking. And, oh, there's an arrow guy. Where's he pointing? Well, hey, where are you pointing?
Well, I've often thought that with the guy, the blow-up guy that's like, woo, whatever that guy is. The
inflatable
the
stick man.
Yeah, I'm like, who goes, well, I didn't really want a car stereo today, but why not? Let's swing by. Because that blow-up guy got me, let's get something installed.
That's on a par with over the car dealer lot where they have all those weird triangle-shaped color things flapping in the breeze.
Yeah.
Like you're driving by, you wouldn't stop it. Oh, look, flapping things up there on a string. Let's go buy a car.
Right.
Like pennant flags that are telling
Yeah, those yeah. things. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be interested in anything
probably
a lot without those.
Little pennant flags and the colors of the American flag make you want to buy a car.
Yeah, people get attracted to that.
So it's like subliminal trickery.
Like yellow and orange make you hungry. That's why every fast food restaurant has yellow or orange incorporated into its coloring.
Yellow and orange makes you hungry, really?
Yeah.
Kind of sickly colors.
Think of all your fast food places and what colors they are.
Actually, every color makes me hungry.
Remember that first time you saw my pubic hair?
Famished.
Gobble, gobble.
When your mother smiles.
Oh, so you can't at least change it up a little bit. You can't use the slam that you used a week ago.
Use his dad or something. Mix it up.
Okay.
Her sister.
It's too late. Woman's gone. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. You can email the show at any time to letsbefrank971@msn.com. That's what Dirty did. Dirty says, talking about the girl who wanted to work at Hawaiian Tropic Zone, and they rejected her 15 times because she was too ghetto.
Melody Morales.
And he says, she is just looking for an easy payday. If you've ever been to any of their Hawaiian Tropic Zones and looked at the women there, they would never, ever hire this hyena.
Hyena?
Yeah. She kind of looks like a hyena in makeup. If you go to FrostyAndFrank.com, click on the Newton's Cradle, you can see a picture of the girl we're talking about wearing her Puerto Rican bikini. And Victor noticed that, he goes, I want to say I love the show, but I have to say I see how the manager of the bar said she is too ghetto. If you pay close attention to her picture, the girl is wearing a bra under her bikini top. Now that is as ghetto as it gets.
Is she? Oh. Yeah, I guess she is like a, yeah, I see it now. Oh, my Lord.
Well, they could fix that. They could tell her wear this instead of
that. Well, and then the lined lips, too, because I've never been to the Hawaiian Tropic Zone, but I picture, because of the Hawaiian Tropic girls, I picture the very slender, blonde hair, you know, tan, buxom.
So they're only in trouble and being sued because they worded the reason we're not hiring you incorrectly. They said because you're not...
You're too ghetto.
Too ghetto.
You have a Latin accent. You don't speak white.
So they just said, no, not what we're looking for? I mean, if you're going to get sued for not hiring someone, and then the absurdity of this story is, of course, and sued for $130,000 a year for years and years and years, which I would have made had I worked here, had you hired me.
You get there and you get somebody, she's probably muy confrontational, where she goes, what do you mean I'm not what you're looking for? You don't think I'm hot?
Then how do you just not
hire? Now where are you going?
Now she's looking for a payday.
Right.
Yeah, you're not hot. She went down there. She frequents that place, wants to work there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the American Idol.
Yeah.
Is someone going to sue American Idol because they didn't get to go to Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
And if they did, and they could have made all the money that Carrie Underwood and David Cook all make.
Right.
So I'm going to sue you for the many years of cash and wealth I should have received, but you said I couldn't go to Hollywood? No.
Right.
You can't.
Yeah.
You're not up for it.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't work here.
And that's exactly what she's doing. Wonder why no one has sued him yet. Probably will happen now that you suggested it.
Mm.
It would just be ridiculous, right, and they would lose.
So find the hiring person, and you come in and interview, and you're not our type for
mm-hmm.
whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even give you a reason, right? I just go, nope. And they go, why? I said, no.
You mean I'm not qualified?
But then there's a comeback for that. I don't think you can say anything anymore.
I think you're not qualified.
Oh, yeah, look at my resume.
Yeah.
You hired her and you didn't hire me.
She's more qualified.
I don't think you need to say reason anymore, Frank. Even that could be argued with.
Yeah.
Qualification, get a lawyer.
And then if you give no reason, can they sue you for no reason?
Oh, that, I think that you can say, oh, that...
He couldn't come up with a reason why he fired me. Or why he didn't hire me.
I think that's when you go, I'm sorry, but the position has already been filled.
But then if it hasn't been filled.
Yeah, then you're still continuing to hire, and then you have done something wrong. The thing is, all these people who want to sue, and they were never even working there to begin with, they want money from an employer they never, ever worked for. That is so un-American.
Yeah. There's only one time where I didn't, and this isn't like a sexy Hawaiian Tropic story, but really one time that it baffled me and just pissed me off because I never got an answer as to why I didn't get hired at this particular place. But it was when I was trying to get a job, and this was back when I lived in Cincinnati. And
makeup artist?
I was trying to get a job as a makeup artist and model, and I have no idea why no one called me back.
Well, let me tell you.
no, I was trying to get a job because I loved animals, and I just wanted something part-time. And
hand model?
Hand model. Men's hand model.
No, you would have been hired for that.
I know.
You tried to do the Palmolive commercial. They're like, no.
I should go into that to be a male hand model.
No, you're too rough looking for even a man.
Would you do that?
What?
If you were offered a job to be a hand model for male products.
Absolutely.
A man's watch, men's rings.
Oh, absolutely.
You would do it.
In a heartbeat.
Would you tell us?
In a heartbeat. Oh, yeah.
Oh, please.
I'm proud of my hands.
Let's take pictures of your hands and try to get them in a male hand model agency.
Seriously, look at those honkers over there.
I know, right?
Hey, no glove fits me like the caterpillar glove.
Yeah. You got nice man hands when you think about them like that.
Yeah, like they're clean looking, but they're manly.
It's just the hairless arm part.
Well, my finger merkins.
Hold on to a handle.
You can put my finger merkins on. Give me some hairy knuckles.
Finger merkins.
Well, you know, or whatever they'd be called, firkins. Look at my firkin fingers. Heidi, are those your firkin fingers on that hammer ad? Why, yes, they are.
Do you know what you can do ads for? I saw last night.
I'm freaking lying about being a man.
But I'll sell a lot of freaking hammers.
Want to buy a freaking watch? Why does anybody call us?
Hello, Dave in Burbank.
Frosty, I hate to agree with you as many times as I do, but you know you were talking about throwing the canopy or the tarp over the tail section of the plane.
The crash plane, yes.
Well, I was in Hawaii when the Exxon Valdez crashed in Alaska, and there were three Exxon tankers in the harbor. And before the end of the day, someone had gone out and painted over the word
Texaco.
Oh, the crew went out and actually painted over the word Exxon on all three of them.
See? You don't want that kind of bad press.
Exactly.
You're not fooling anyone, but at least you got to try.
The boats, you know, the tankers were sitting there for about 4 days when we got there, and every day we saw them. But as soon as that happened, by the end of the next day, they were all covered up.
There you go.
Hmm.
Wonder how bad the Ryder Truck Company felt after the Oklahoma City bombings. You know,
yeah.
Everyone keeps saying Ryder Truck, Ryder Truck, Ryder Truck. I'm surprised they didn't change their name.
But it probably didn't hurt them. I mean, you still...
How did that help?
But you still see them.
Or the Hertz rent-a-car with O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
When that first happened.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
They're still in business, though.
Yeah.
You know.
How do you know who you could do commercials for? I saw a commercial last night for... Frank, did you watch Lost?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see the commercial for IKEA?
No.
Oh.
I fast forward through the commercials.
Really? That's cheating. It's kind of un-American there.
It's called modern technology.
Yeah, but
we
don't recommend you do that here.
No, no.
You might miss an Ashley Madison commercial or how to get your penis thicker. Frosty's all into that. On moral grounds, I won't wear a shirt that says Satan, but... adultery and girth, I'll wear.
I'm not doing those commercials.
I'm just saying you're doing the show and we're advertising.
But I'm not doing that commercial.
Like
I would say
the plane
no to that.
You're the flight attendant.
The whatever.
Right. That's when I got all kinds of hell when they were running Yes on 8, and I get emails going, "How could you work at a station that you know Yes on 8 and they support?" And it's
well,
like,
you aren't doing the commercial. It's different. It's on your station, but you're not involved
with
the commercial.
I should have boycotted and not shown up.
If Heidi had any balls, she'd have been, "No, I'm not going to work until you take those commercials off the air."
I may have man hands, but I don't have balls.
Didn't
I
we
should
have
be a ball model?
You should.
They don't really advertise that much.
No, I guess not.
So IKEA had a commercial last night, I think it was during Lost, where I thought of you, Heidi.
Okay.
I said this a couple years ago when I was in IKEA, and I saw big stores, of course, and they may all be set up different, but the one I went to was in Burbank, and you walk up the stairs, and the first section is the sofas.
Right.
Massive sofa section. And there were a couple pictures in the wall, big, massive, like 6 foot by 10 foot, you know, the walls were advertising the store itself. So it's IKEA. And I remember I said are they advertising the gays?
Mm-hmm.
Because there were a couple guys sitting on the couch, sort of looking at each other with that look.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, that's a gay advertising sign. And over here was two women that were like in the kitchen area that were
right.
kind of leaning on each other.
No, us gays have our own store. It's a completely separate store called Dykea.
Dykea.
Wow. You've never been? It's on the other side. You have to go around in Burbank there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
So last night the IKEA commercial had a clear lesbian reference on it. If you saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I taped it, so I'll watch it.
There you go.
I'll watch it.
I thought
tonight.
Of you. You could do commercials like that.
Huh, no one calls. Well, I'm here if anyone's looking for me. Maybe I should get my cell phone out.
Anybody
can
get all your furniture, IKEA?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, you mean all one of his chairs?
He's trying to reenact that thing with Wade.
Wade? What?
Let's
poor
put
Wade.
Our couch together,
give me that
honey.
Look. We'll look like an IKEA commercial.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.